I love you, you know that?
I know you do. And I love you.
I'd like to get back to my questions. Why can't I ever seem to attract enough money in my life? Am I destined to be forever scrimping and scraping? What's blocking me from realizing my full potential regarding money?
A condition is manifested not just by you, but by a great many people.
Everyone tells me it's a problem of self-worth, a lack of self-worth. I've had a dozen New Age teachers tell me that lack of anything is always traceable to lack of self-worth.
That is a convenient simplification. In this case, your teachers are all wrong. You do not suffer from a lack of self-worth. Indeed, your greatest challenge all your life has been to control your ego. Some have said it's been a case of too much self-worth.
Well, here I am again, embarrassed and chagrined, but you are right.
You keep saying you're embarrassed and chagrined every time I simply tell the truth about you. Embarrassment is the response of a person who still has an ego investment in how others see him. Invite yourself to move past that. Try a new response. Try laughter.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Self-worth is not your problem. You are blessed with an abundance of it. Most people are. You all think very highly of yourself, as rightly you should. So self-worth, for the great mass of the people, is not the problem.
What is?
The problem is lack of understanding of the principles of abundance, together, usually, with a massive misjudgment about what is good and what is evil. Let me give you an example.
Please do.
You carry a thought around that money is bad. You also carry a thought around that God is good. Bless you. Therefore, in your thought system, God and money do not mix.
In a sense, I guess. That's true. That is how I think.
This makes things interesting because this then makes it difficult for you to take money for any good thing. I mean, if a thing is judged very good by you, you value it less in terms of money. So the better something is, the more worthwhile, the less money it's worth. You are not alone in this. Your whole society believes this. So your teachers make a pittance and your stripteasers a fortune. Your leaders make so little compared to sports figures that they feel they have to steal to make up the difference. Your priests and your rabbis live on bread and water while you throw coins at entertainers. Think about it. Everything on which you place a high intrinsic value, you insist must come cheaply. The lonely research scientist seeking a cure for AIDS goes begging for money, while the woman who writes a book on 100 new ways to have sex and creates tapes and weekend seminars to go with it makes a fortune. This having it all backwards is a propensity with you, and it stems from wrong thought. The wrong thought is your idea about money. You love it, yet you say it is the root of all evil. You adore it, yet you call it filthy lucre. You say that a person is filthy rich. If a person does become wealthy doing good things, you immediately become suspect. You make that wrong. So a doctor had better not make too much money, or had better learn to be discreet about it. And a minister, whoa, she'd really better not make lots of money, assuming you'll even let a she be a minister, or there'll surely be trouble. You see, in your mind, a person who chooses the highest calling should get the lowest pay. Yes, is right. You should think about that, because it is such wrong thought.
I thought there was no such thing as wrong or right.
There isn't. There's only what serves you and what does not. The terms right and wrong are relative terms, and I use them that way when I use them at all. In this case, relative to what serves you, relative to what you say you want, your money thoughts are wrong thoughts. And remember, thoughts are creative. So if you think money is bad, yet think yourself good, well, you can see the conflict. Now, you in particular, my son, act out this consciousness in a very big way. For most people, the conflict is not nearly so enormous as for you. Most people do what they hate for a living, so they don't mind taking money for it. Bad for the bad, so to speak. But you love what you do with the days and times of your life. You adore the activities with which you cram them. For you, therefore, to receive large amounts of money for what you do would be, in your thought system, taking bad for the good, and that is unacceptable to you. You'd rather starve than take filthy lucre for pure service, as if some of the service loses its purity if you take money for it. So here we have this real ambivalence about money. Part of you rejects it, and part of you resents not having it. Now, the universe doesn't know what to do about that, because the universe has received two different thoughts from you. So your life with regard to money is going to go in fits and starts, because you keep going in fits and starts about money. You don't have a clear focus. You're not really sure what's true for you. The universe is just a big photocopy machine. It simply produces multiple copies of your thoughts. Now, there's only one way to change all that. You have to change your thought about it.
How can I change the way I think? The way I think about something is the way I think about something. My thoughts, my attitudes, my ideas were not created in a minute. I have to guess they're the result of years of experience, a lifetime of encounters. You're right about the way I think about money. But how do I change that?
This could be your most interesting question. The usual method of creation for most human beings is a three-step process involving thought, word, and deed or action. First comes thought, the formative idea, the initial concept. Then comes the word. Most thoughts ultimately form themselves into words, which are often then written or spoken. This gives added energy to the thought, pushing it out into the world where it can be noticed by others. Finally, in some cases, words are put into action, and you have what you call a result, a physical world manifestation of what all started with a thought. Everything around you in your man-made world came into being in this way, or some variation of it. All three creation centers were used. But now comes the question. How to change a sponsoring thought? Yes, that is a very good question, and a very important one. For if humans do not change some of their sponsoring thoughts, humankind could doom itself into extinction. The most rapid way to change a root thought or sponsoring idea is to reverse the thought, word, deed process.
Explain that.
Do the deed that you want to have the new thought about. Then say the words that you want to have your new thought about. Do this often enough, and you'll train the mind to think a new way.
Train the mind? Isn't that like mind control? Isn't that just mental manipulation?
Do you have any idea how your mind came up with the thoughts it now has? Do you not know that your world has manipulated your mind to think as you do? Wouldn't it be better for you to manipulate your mind and for the world too? Would you not be better off to think the thoughts you want to think than those of others? Are you not better armed with creative thoughts than with reactive thoughts? If your mind is filled with reactive thought, thought that springs from the experience of others, very few of your thoughts spring from self-produced data, much less self-produced preferences. Your own root thought about money is a prime example. Your thought about money, it is bad, runs directly counter to your experience. It's great to have money. So you have to run around and lie to yourself about your experience in order to justify your root thought. You're so rooted in this thought, it never occurs to you that your idea about money may be inaccurate. So now what we are up to is coming up with some self-produced data. And that is how we change a root thought and cause it to be your root thought and not another's. You have one more root thought about money, by the way, which I've yet to mention.
What's that?
That there's not enough. In fact, you have this root thought about just about everything. There's not enough money, there's not enough time, there's not enough love, there's not enough food, water, compassion in the world. Whatever there is that's good, there is just not enough. This race consciousness of not enoughness creates and recreates the world as you see it.
Okay, so I have two root thoughts, sponsoring thoughts, to change about money.
Oh, at least two. Probably many more. Let's see. Money is bad. Money is scarce. Money may not be received for doing God's work. That's a big one with you. Money is never given freely. Money doesn't grow on trees, when in fact it does. Money corrupts.
I see. I get it. I've got a lot of work to do.
Oh, yes, you do. If you're not happy with your present money situation, on the other hand, it's important to understand that you're unhappy with your present money situation because you're unhappy with your present money situation.